Grace Willence is on the line now, an old colleague, but also an author and poet. Hello, Grace. Good afternoon.
No, thanks for having me on today.
Okay, just relaxing today?
Just taking it easy. I got, a few errands to run, but taking a bit of a quiet, peaceful day off work.
Okay, and this book that you've had recently, the poetry, it sold out pretty quickly. It was launched on the 30th of October, not too long ago, and it's called Holding Distance, and it's a book of poems. Had you always been into poetry?
Yeah, I was actually, I wasn't always good at it, but I was writing since I was a kid, and it just was always, I don't know, I suppose as a kid, sometimes you just find things that are a little bit fun for you. And for me, that was poetry, and I kept it up in university. But when I graduated, I kind of stopped publishing. I think I was looking at the life of artists and going, "Oh man, that, you know, I don't know if I can live a life of poverty and criticism and rejection. I don't know if it's for me." And but I think after a while, you know, if something is inside of you and it's really strong, you can't pretend like it's not there. So the last 4 or 5 years or so, I've gotten back into sharing my work with the world and publishing, and it's actually been a really positive adventure.
Okay, well, how can you say for sure it wasn't any good when you were younger? Because, I mean, you're being self-critical, and did someone look at it and say, "No, you'll have to do better than that"?
That's true. I mean, I look back at some of my old notebooks from when I was like 6 or 7 and the poetry that I used to subject my family and friends to. And some of it is pretty silly, but I was figuring out my aesthetic, and, you know, you can hardly blame, I can hardly blame my 6-year-old self for not being the most sophisticated.
Okay. I was just going to say, you were born in Greenwich Village in New York. Now, of course, you live in Dublin now for quite a while. So I was just wondering, is that genetic, you know, being born in Greenwich Village, where it was in the heart centre, especially in the 60s?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, my dad was a bookseller, and his bookstore used to attract, like, the likes of Bob Dylan and Allen Ginsberg, Gregory Corso, Jack Kerouac.
Wow.
I was born after the bookstore was closed, but like all of the poets were still around and they'd come by the house. And I think one of my earliest kind of creative memories was there was a surrealist poet called Ted Jones who used to ask me about my dreams and then write a poem about them. And I think it was the first time I sort of felt like somebody was taking my imagination seriously. So I think growing up around that really, really influenced me becoming a writer. I think if you grow up there in that sort of situation, you can hardly avoid becoming a writer.
Absolutely terrific. I mean, congratulations on all the success as well, Grace. But do you think now, being living in Ireland for I've known you about, 8 years, is it? Maybe 10?
Yeah,
Do you think that's been sort of part of the inspiration as well?
I think so, and as well, I think bringing me back to publishing, I think I had a lot of fear around it and a lot of anxiety around, you know, what it would mean to publish and put my work out there in the world. But I think I've met so many really lovely people and this amazing community of writers and people who are, not to say that there's not competition, but people who are genuinely supportive of each other. And I think it's a really exciting time for poetry right now in Ireland. As I said, like, you never think a book of poetry is going to sell out on a Wednesday evening, but like, you know, and I've seen that other happen with other young poets' launches recently. Like, people just coming in are so interested to hear what the next new sort of release is. And I think definitely I'm in the right place to be on this journey.
Okay. Before we talk any more, Holding Distance is the name of the poetry book. Where is it available, Grace?
It's back in stock. If people want to read it, they can get it at Books Upstairs in Dublin. So that's right, the bookshop right by Trinity College on Dalier Street. Or they can get it directly from the publisher. It's a London publisher called the Green Bottle Press. But their website has an order form where you can order copies of the book.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to ask to describe some of your poetry, I mean, the most thing sort of a lot of people be close to is poetry of love and all that sort of carry on. And is there anything political in it? Can you describe it for me, some of your poetry? I know it's quite hybrid.
Yeah, definitely. I like, my career has been very political. You know, I work a lot in kind of politics and social issues, but that none of, really very little of that is in my poetry, unless it's affected me quite personally. So, yeah, a lot of it is quite autobiographical. It's, you know, I'm looking at a lot of experiences from my life, but also it can be sort of quirky and looking at what it means to be an artist and maybe what it means to be an artist who's working in a creative person who's working in non-traditional ways. There's also a lot of grief in it and loss, I think. And I just, as you do in Ireland, I was on a train last weekend, and of course I got chatting to the person next to me, and of course they were also a poet. But we had a conversation about how hard it is to write happy poems. So often the strong and powerful emotions come from a loss, grieving, rejection, sort of isolation. So there are some of those themes in it as well, but I try to keep a balance because I know a book of sorrows can be a bit hard to read.
Yeah, so, well, sorry, Grace. For me, it's just to, when you said there are people who are happy poems, I think poetry, maybe wrongly, is about you recognizing something, someone recognizing the same feelings as you have. You can't express it, but you can read it and recognize it. Would that be a fair statement? That's why I think poetry is so popular.
I think that's really perceptive. And that was my favorite thing about poetry growing up. It was like this complete stranger wrote this thing. They've never met me before, but they captured something that's so recognizable and personal to my own life. And I think that's where poetry really gets its magic and its powers, and recognizing these sort of universal human experiences and helping to put a shape on them and helping to kind of draw out their meaning.
And as far as writing itself, Grace, do you have a disciplinary regime, like where you sort of put some time away, you're going to do that? Or can it hit you when you're travelling? Like songwriters, maybe, for instance, who on the cuff just do it. Or, as I said, do you have a regime?
Yeah, I mean, my life with work has been so busy over the last few years that I would write whenever I could. So I always have the notebook with me. And, you know, if the bus is late, you get a few lines down. You know, if, you know, you're waiting for a doctor's appointment, you get a few lines down. But now I'm realizing that, look, if I want to put this at the center of my life, I have to give it the place and the respect it deserves. So now I set aside a certain amount of time every day. I don't always make it, but I set aside a certain amount of time to just get something drafted up or something edited.
Okay. Any plans to do a novel maybe? Because your work, I mean, I could go through your CV of the work you're doing for especially underprivileged and for migrants and all of that. So is there a book in there somewhere as well?
I'm working on another book of poems, and I've got an idea for a play that maybe hits on a few more social issues and I've been working on, but I've never written a play before, so it's mm-hmm. really a big learning curve for me. But I love the idea of writing a novel someday. I think poetry comes to me a lot more naturally, but I'll never say never.
Okay. Well, with all the work that you do around the world, are things getting better? Well, we asked about Ireland first. I think it's getting better as regards, you know, the sexual aspect and people's attitudes and that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh, it's been such a sea change, and I think, and it's really come from the people, which is, I think, much more lasting and interesting than what's happened in a lot of other countries where, you know, it might be led by the government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of sexual and reproductive rights, the changes that have happened in recent years around marriage equality, gender recognition, you know, repeal of the Eighth Amendment. And I think it's really shown that I think people want to an Ireland that legislates for the reality of people's lives and is a more like accepting and open and tolerant place where, you know, they'll listen to people's stories and experiences and think that the law should respond to lived realities. So, yeah, I feel very proud to be here. Like, you know, you look at politics around the world and there's a lot of countries going in a very retrogressive direction. My own country of birth, you know, the U.S. sometimes feels like it's descending into fascism with our president. And it's so nice to be in a country like Ireland. It's a beacon of light for the whole world right now. So. Yes, it's very special.
Yeah, I think politics is all about populism now, and it's run right across the world. It doesn't matter whether it's America or England or whatever it may be. That seems to be the norm across the world, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel very proud that this little island has resisted that in many ways.
Do you think so? Okay, that's optimistic of you, I have to say that. just talking about what's next for you, Grace? You said you were started maybe thinking about writing a play and maybe started it. Another book of poetry coming down?
Yes, the Arts Council has been very good to me this year, so I've got a grant to develop out the next book of poems, and I'm trying to work on a short film based on one of my poems, and little projects that I'm just kind of ticking away at. But the next big book of poems is really the big thing that I want to make sure that I do.
Okay, is there any Irish? Is there an Irish element to any of the poems? I'll have to have a read of it.
Yeah, there are. I mean, there's a poem set in the Devil's Glen. There's a poem that's based on. I had a good friend. We meditate together, but he's a plumber and a jack of all trades, and at one point worked as a luthier making string instruments.
Wow.
So there's a poem kind of inspired by what he told me about what it takes to make a fiddle. There's a poem about. It's about growing up in New York, but it's about the Irish Hunger Memorial. It's a memorial to the Irish famine in New York. And kind of in the last days when I was leaving New York, when I was no longer living there, I went to this memorial. I didn't yet know I'd end up in Ireland 4 years later, but mm-hmm. had a very meaningful moment with an old English teacher of mine who'd been very supportive with me. And the poem, it's an interesting kind of allusion to what would end up being my own migration over here. So, yes, definitely there's Ireland in the book.
That's great. That's great. Probably lots more to look forward to, Grace. And remind us again where the book is available, Holding Distance.
Holding Distance. You can get it at Books Upstairs on Delier Street, right near Trinity College. Or you can find it online on the Green Bottle Press website, which I think is just greenbottlepress.com.
Okay, just before I let you go, Grace, well, what's the behind the title, Holding Distance? Is that in regards human beings with each other, or, well, I won't try to guess, so any idea, can you tell me? Or I know
sure.
I said to you about the idea of anything is for people to interpret themselves. Does that include the title?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think some of the things it relates to the poems in different ways, but I guess the idea of holding distance or holding feeling or emotion that's brought about by temporary or permanent separation, this idea of, holding feeling, holding emotion, holding the distance between sometimes unbridgeable distance. I guess it plays with the ideas of migration, of grieving, of transformation. So that's what my thinking was, but you may read the book and take something totally different from it.
That's it. It was probably an unfair question because it should be left open to interpretation anyway, Grace. That's what I was saying.
Then I
go and do the opposite.
Okay.
And I think the poetry getting more and more popular. I went off it for a while, not because I went off it, I just stopped reading it, but in the past 2 years I've dipped into it quite often, and it sort of regenerated itself within me, and I think a lot of people are like that. But it's great to see young people doing it, because you've taught creative writing at the University College and in some diverse community settings as well. So I'm sure because you're doing it, you're getting great reaction to it across the board, as well as the book, the way it's sold out.
Definitely, and it's so much fun to kind of teach and hear new voices and I've been working with an active age group as well, doing a little bit of voluntary teaching, and mm-hmm. it's just so much fun to hear the stories and the poems that people come up with, and they, had a totally different life experience to you. One of the participants is 94 and from a really rural part of Dublin, and it's just an eye opener for me as a city slicker to hear what her imagination has to offer.
Okay, listen, Grace, great pleasure talking to you, and I hope I get to see you soon, and congratulations on the book. Thank you very much for talking to us. I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time, but you're always a pleasure to talk to and in company as well. So, again, I hope to see you soon.
This was the loveliest. Thank you so much, Noel. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Grace. Bye. And that's Grace Willens. She's no colleague, but an all-rounder. I mean, the CV is absolutely wonderful and the great work she does. But getting into a new sphere now with poetry writing, and that book is called Holding Distance. And I'll get a read of it. But from all accounts, it actually sold out on the first night, but it's back in print there, and you heard where it's available.